Joe, you wanted to say something about the protests. You're in Victoria. What did you saw it? What did you want to say?
Well, I think the fellow that you're talking to...
He's on the other line now, Bob, yeah?
I'm here, by the way, Joe.
I don't think he knows what he's talking about.
Right.
Really and truly, if you're going to get out there and you're going to protest like they're protesting, of course the media are going to say, you know, that you're acting like idiots, because they are acting like idiots. Really and truly, I don't understand why these people... First, they're conducting a super spreading event. They've got police out there for 3 days. Imagine the money that that's cost to have the police there, you know, doing what they've had to do for the last 3 days. When these people get COVID, who's going to look after them? They won't have the injection. They don't want to have the injection because they're so entitled that they don't feel that they can be told what to do, even if it's to protect everybody, to protect their mums, their dads, their wives, their children. They don't want it because somebody says, you need to do this. No, we're not going to do it. No one can tell us what to do. So to my mind, all these people who, apart from if you've got a health condition and you can't have the needle, all these adults that won't have the needle, if they get COVID, stay home and die. Don't go into the hospitals and put the nurses at risk and overload our hospitals, because it's your own fault. It's your own fault. If you don't have the needle, don't come sooking to the hospitals and saying, well, you know, I need help now, I've got COVID. You know, these nurses have to go home.
Are you a nurse, by the way?
Yes.
I thought I had a funny feeling you worked in the health system. So, Joe, you're a nurse.
Well, I'm retired now, but okay. I've got a daughter that's a nurse as well.
Okay. Now I know where you're coming from. Keep going.
Well, you know, the nurses are going home. They're having showers before they go home from the hospital. They go home. They're getting undressed in their garages. They're going inside. They're having showers before they can talk to their families, because they're scared that they're going to take it into their kids and their husbands. And you've got people out there dancing up and down saying, we're not going to have the needle. Let's do a super spreader event to put these girls and these doctors and the police and AMBOs, let's put them all under more pressure than they're already under. There won't be any of them left to look after these people if they're not careful.
Bob?
Okay.
Yep. What do you say to Joe? Joe's on the other line. She's listening.
That's right. Hi, by the way, Joe. First of all, the CMFU, I might be
look, I don't
that.
Really care. I'm sorry, I'm going to interrupt you. I don't care whether
Joe,
these people are CMFU or antagonists or what they are. It doesn't really matter. They're out there protesting all together. Who cares what they are?